The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, March 8, 2022. Cuba is celebrating this Tuesday the International Women's Day with progress in political, cultural, social, and family rights, and also challenges that place them at the center of the transformation process in the island. The founding of the Federation of Cuban Women in 1960 enabled women's participation in determining policies and implementing measures to eliminate prejudices and stereotypes that kept them in a subordinate position in society. After more than six decades, Cuban women represent almost 49% of the National Assembly of People's Power, 53% in scientific and technological activities. The excellent results of the Cuban anti-COVID-19 Soberana 2 and Soberana Plus vaccines in the pediatric clinical trial were shared with the scientific community in the MedVix repository, health authorities announced. According to Dagmar Garcia, Director of Research at the Finley Vaccine Institute, in charge of the development of the immunogens, the data collected to date are of worldwide relevance. Garcia remarked that the appearance of neutralizing antibodies against the alpha, beta, and delta variants of SARS-CoV-2 and the specific T-cell response against the virus were observed. MedVix is a free online archiving and distribution server for complete but unpublished manuscripts in the medical, clinical, and health-related sciences. Preprints are preliminary reports of work yet to be certified by peer review. Cuba's renowned Havana Club brand of light rums won important awards at international competitions this month, according to a company press release. The text points out that these awards validate the company's leadership among the best spirits products in the world. The company received six medals at the Rum and Cachaça Masters 2022, a competition organized by the British publication The Spirits Business. This is the only international magazine and website dedicated to spirits as such. The Master's title, the highest award given, went to Havana Club Selección de Maestros, followed by three gold medals and two silver medals for other products from the same company. Other award winners included Havana Club Overrying Aging Processes. And in the international agenda, we have that China expressed its willingness to work more with Latin America and the Caribbean to deepen friendship and expand cooperation, emphasizing that the region is not anyone's backyard. The Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Prensa Latina that the party's common goal is to consolidate independence, development, and recovery. Wang deplored the harassment and abuse of political power in that area and indicated that their peoples need justice and win cooperation. According to the chancellor, since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, China has strengthened health exchanges with Latin America and the Caribbean nations, supplying them with almost 400 million doses of vaccines and units of health products. He also highlighted the record figure of $400 billion in trade operations during 2021. Meanwhile, Mexico expects from the 18th to the 21st of March 2,700,000 national tourists to travel throughout the country, the Ministry of Tourism reported. On March 21st, Mexico celebrates the birth of its former president, Benito Juarez Garcia, although holiday will begin on Friday 18, day in which 1,423,000 Mexicans who have already booked hotels will start traveling to the interior and to tourist destinations. A wave of travelers who have already announced their travel arrangements will then follow, reaching the 2.7 million although the figure is expected to be higher in practice. Nonetheless, despite this large amount of people, the number of confirmed is 16% below that reported before the COVID-19 pandemic in 2019. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.